Welcome back to the program. It's 11 minutes after 6 in the a.m. Tom, I need you to keep an eye on me.
Yes?
I'm having a minor emergency over here in the command module.
Ha! Yes?
Apparently, in my travels over the weekend, I have broken my earbud. My right earbud is failing me. It's falling apart. It is coming apart. You're going to have to keep an eye on me. This could be a major issue.
I still can't fathom how you can do this job wearing earbuds.
Why? The sound is good. And I don't have the pressure, you know, squeezing my skull like you have with headphones.
Now, but earbuds are even worse for your ears than regular headphones, aren't they?
Well, what do you mean?
As far as destroying the inner ear,
What'd you say?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not like I got it cranked up to 11. I don't listen to them full blast. Mm. It's more comfortable for me for my earbuds, except now part of the little rubber thingy that holds everything in the ear. I don't want to be too technical.
The rubber thingy. Yeah.
That has come apart, and so now there's just bare plastic and exposed wires jammed into my ear. And so I think later this afternoon I may have to go on. Is there a government agency that can help me with that? I mean, I don't think I can make this decision on my own. Isn't there a government program to help me buy earbuds?
Just leave it in for a while. It'll be covered in earwax in a moment, and that should take care of the problem.
You know, I see what it is. This is a government plot. They want the earbud to short out, cook my brain, therefore I turn into a liberal.
There you go again.
What?
There you go again.
I just am finding the ways that the government is trying to take over.
If you are reduced to quoting Ann Coulter, then we are lost completely.
What do you mean quoting Ann Coulter? Ann Coulter's never been that witty. Come on.
Wasn't the title of one of her books, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder?
No, that wasn't Ann Coulter. That was somebody else. I can't remember. Wasn't it Levin that came out with
I don't know.
Do some research while I do the important stuff. You piddle around on your
I do read I do read fiction, but I draw the line at some forms of fiction.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Would you read that on a Cracker Jack box? That was a great joke. The important issue, no kidding aside here, the important thing is there's been some developments with the issue in Syria.
Oh, how could I forget? Liberalism is a Mental Disorder was written by Michael Savage.
Michael Savage,
all right,
there
he's the
we
male
go.
Equivalent of Ann
there
Coulter.
There we go. That's who we were talking about. Should I do this?
Somebody going to tell us that Michael Savage wrote
the book. Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb. If you want to be a part of the show today, you know the routine. 715-845-2155. Thanks for calling. No, you did.
They were going to tell you that Michael Savage wrote the book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder.
There it is. No, they were going to tell you. You're the one getting it wrong.
Well, right. Michael Savage, Ann Coulter, you know. Two sides of the same coin.
Which do you think is more attractive?
I don't know. Horse apiece, maybe. I don't know.
I'm gonna go with Ann Coulter. She's a little skinny for me.
Uh-huh.
Chick could use a sandwich, but she's definitely an intelligent young lady. All right. The Russia Defense Ministry is saying this morning that they detected traces of what they're calling ballistic objects launched from an area in the central Mediterranean Sea moving in an easterly direction, according to Reuters. Now, the Reuters news agency is saying that the details on this are a bit sketchy, but the Russian news agency is reporting that these, quote, ballistic objects fell into the sea. Earlier, Reuters was saying that the United States and Israel had done a missile launch test in the Mediterranean. The United States is saying, yeah, no, we didn't have anything to do with it. Israel is saying, well, maybe we did, maybe we didn't.
Leave them guessing, baby.
Yeah, this is a circumstance where basically the military. Now, you know that, the Nimitz is on its way to the area.
Yeah, we're not messing
right
around anymore. Destroyers, we don't need no stinking destroyers. We're sending an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, aircraft carrier is on its way over into the area. And, you know, Assad at this point has got to be going, please get the dirt clods together. We will fight them to the death, which will take moments. The Israeli military has told the Reuters news agency that it was not aware of any missile launches in the eastern Mediterranean, but now they're saying, well, maybe we carried out a joint missile test with the United States.
You know that voice you do? Assad was educated in the West, and he's an ophthalmologist. He's not like some...
Well, he's clearly not an ear doctor. I mean, that guy, look at those things.
But I mean, he's not like he's, you
he's
know,
not a plastic
grown
surgeon.
Up living in a cave like some of these Al-Qaeda yahoos were, you know.
Oh, are you saying that I should refer to Assad and other these extremist terrorists with respect and
no.
not make fun of them?
No, that would be Rand Paul who would say things like that.
Yeah.
No, I would not say that.
No.
But I'm saying that Bashar al-Assad is
yes?
not a... is not a screaming yahoo from a cave in Afghanistan. He is a Western-educated ophthalmologist who...
who is still a radical nut job that should be made fun of.
Okay.
Welcome to Syria. Would you care for a spoon straw in your Slurpee? No.
That's the same voice you use for people from India and people from Indonesia and people from Saudi Arabia.
Well, what exactly is an Indonesian accent then? Huh? You tell me, and then I'll work on it.
I think that accent is only effective on The Simpsons, actually. That's where you got it from, right?
No. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, and now a message from our Secretary of State, John Kerry.
This is Secretary of State John Kerry. In recent days, it has become abundantly clear that the situation in Syria can no longer be ignored. The United States must now take decisive action. By continuing to talk about maybe eventually doing something, possibly when Congress comes back from vacation on the 9th. Until then, we've commissioned the services of the Justice League. That's right. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, and Green Lantern. But not Aquaman. He sucks. I mean, seriously, all he does is talk to fish. That's a superpower? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go scare small children with my face. Thank you.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.